Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazan, world famous astrologer, and 2026 is not disappointing, is it? So there's lots of activity, lots of exciting changes ahead, and you need to be on the ball, and you need to start out the gate in 2026 with a sense of excitement. So each day I'm uploading more and more information on my monthly horoscopes for you to check out. Anyway, let's get started. Aries, you're overcoming insecurities, and this is your biggest challenge as you embark on a whole new chapter in your lifetime. I can't emphasize how big this change is going to be for you. And you can, if you wish, go with the flow, and eventually things will change for you, but much more slowly. And you won't be in charge as much as you could be. But by putting in some effort, hard work, planning, taking action, figuring out what works for you personally right now, and overcoming insecurities and fears of your own or fears that are being dumped on you by someone else, you can reimagine your life. Taurus, 2026 is already underway, and if you can imagine, it's only just getting started. Oh my. And since you have a major outer planet in your sun sign, making its second of three passes in the late degrees of your sun sign or first house for Taurus rising, what happens when Uranus goes direct or it enters Gemini, your second house? Well, your sun sign rules the second house, so it's an extenuation of what you're experiencing or the direction you decide upon right now. It's a lot of ups and downs that you're experiencing, and a lot of times the planet Uranus is very impulsive, is prone to anger and outbursts. So you have to be very careful about the actions you take and how this reflects on you for good or bad. And that depends on your natal birth chart. So let's be careful. Today, the second house is about your personal values, morality, manifesting things, and how you feel about things, and how people make you feel. You might start to think, I'm better than that. Gemini, while the moon is in Virgo, you have to remember that you share the same ruler with the sign of Virgo, and that's the planet Mercury. And also today we have the South Node in Virgo, and this is very special. Why? Because the South Node triggers an ending or a change. And as the moon passes through the South Node, it's an ending or change. With what? Well, things related to the sign of Virgo, like work, health, wellness. So you could decide to, you know, make appointments at the doctor's, get your teeth cleaned, get your eyes examined, and to sort of reshape your future. This is your fourth house. Virgo is your fourth house. So it's about beginnings and endings, and you constantly have to pick yourself back up. It's not easy having planets in the fourth, eighth, or twelfth houses because these aren't favorable astrological houses. They're challenging. But you're up for the challenge, aren't you? You occasionally feel like you're not getting anywhere, even today, and even start giving up or questioning the deeper mysteries in life, like, what's it all about? Okay, stop there. You already had Darth Vader, Pluto, in your eighth house for about 13 years, so you passed the test. You know how to resurrect your life and get down and dirty with the competition, so do it. Cancer. I love the sign of Cancer. In a very quiet way, you go about doing exactly what you want and taking what you want. Oh boy. If you have your hand in someone's pocket or a cosigner on the bank account, you're not stopping at just paying the bills. You're taking what you need to survive. Oh, you're becoming a shrewd operator, and in true Cancer fashion, you're in charge of the money. You have the gift of debate, can fudge the books, and say, if you don't do it my way, there's going to be hell to pay. And surely there will. Leo, it's an exciting time for you. And as the lion or lioness of the world, you can shine for the world to see. You're an apex predator. Oh my. So if you're going to act like an apex predator, king or queen of everyone, take my advice and get a good bodyguard. As you begin to show your teeth to others and show your power, they aren't going to sit around and just take it, for now at least. They'll be sleuths and they'll be waiting for your weakest moment. So when you engage and steal what you want, yes, I said steal, remember cameras and people are watching you everywhere. You can steal someone's husband or wife, their pens from their desk, or the grapes from the supermarket. Whatever it is, be careful. Virgo, you need to be extra careful with whatever illness or flu and virus is going around, because the moon in Virgo, along with the south node, make you weaker or susceptible to germs, a lack of hygiene or cleanliness with touching stairwells or, you know, the walls or anything, allergies and people bringing germs from all parts of the world to you, which you have no immunity to. The south node in your sun sign or first house for Virgo rising gives the influence of Neptune, being naive, influenced by psychic dreams, passing spirits, being open to and not guarded at all, physically or spiritually. And you may have seen another person quite differently from how they actually are. It's the fault of your Virgo sun. When you're in love, you see what you want to see. And now that's coming home to roost. Libra, I hope you're not feeling paranoid, down, or trapped. After all, the moon is in your 12th house along with the lunar south node. So you can feel a little off kilter. Subconscious fears can rise up and you could get a little paranoid thinking this way or that way. Stop. This is a good time to reflect on your decisions and how you responded when Pluto was in your 4th house, which influenced your emotions, your neediness, feelings, family matters, and also revenge if you felt betrayed or rejected. And some of you may have been betrayed. Someone may have acted in ways unbecoming, and some of you may have even acted in ways unbecoming of you and felt that people were acting that way towards you. It goes against your charming Venus self, of course. And now with all the planets in Capricorn, you're reminded of the past. Yes, Pluto had been quite mischievous, vindictive, and mean in your 4th house, feeling rejected when nothing of the sort was intended. Well, now that's all past, and so now it's but a distant memory, so don't relive it. Scorpio, a hope, a dream, something you wished or hoped for, someone you wanted to see or meet, kind of disappoints today. Maybe you wanted to meet a teacher, a guru, a spiritual clergy member, the Pope, apply to a university or apply for a travel Venus. Well, today teaches you to plan better. Go on a different day and realize that you're part of a larger group that all wants the same thing. Everyone wants to meet the Pope. Thousands of people apply for visas or seek admission to a university, and many desire to touch the robe of the Dalai Lama. The competition is intense. However, you can get very close and discover the best time to arrive, be on the scene, and how to be first in line. Sagittarius, you might be feeling cranky, put on upon, or want something in return for all your help and hard work and from those you support. There's no getting around it, Sagittarius. You are changing. And today's moon in Virgo and the south node make you realize this. What used to put a smile on your face now brings a frown. Oh, God. You might feel need to closely supervise those who work for you. Have a watchful eye on people. And even those who take care of your pets while you're traveling, you might check up on them. And even those who clean your house or the employees that you employ. The repair person who's fixing things at the house, you're on top of things today. It's a lot, and it can drive you wacky. You're not born for that kind of stuff at all. You fell into it. And you ask yourself today, why do I have to do everything? Perhaps you've noticed that relying on others isn't as easy as it used to be. Or are you just being too fussy? Capricorn, happy solar return. Perhaps you're having a difficulty time recognizing the results of all your hard work, all your efforts. Today's moon has you getting on with things, though. And that's what Capricorn does. They just get on with things when they're at their lowest point. You're a results-oriented sun sign that typically only works on hard things that bear fruit and align with your goals and make you feel successful. You have to reach the top. Or you throw in the towel and look for something else to work hard at. The good news is Mars is in your sun sign, igniting a new two-year cycle that hopefully gets you motivated. There's no getting around the fact that you, like so many places in the world, Gaza, the Ukraine, Venezuela, and other places, have to rebuild. Yes, you're rebuilding your life. You get a chance to rebuild your life the way you want it. And so many people think about the 4th house where Saturn and Neptune are about to enter as a horrible thing. No, it's time to tear down and rebuild things to your liking. Aquarius, you're counting down to your solar return when you get to be the sun's favorite sun sign. Until then, you have to put in the work behind the scenes, finish projects, and prepare for your next new solar cycle. Enjoy this time alone in silence and by yourself. You can feel like you're in the zone. Money comes as if it's handed to you by the universe and the cosmos, and you gain through possessions, profits, land, and other things by working behind the scenes to help or aid people. Something new is on your horizon, but what is it? Until then, fix what needs to be fixed, rehab the weathering effects the transits have had on your body, and feel good in your own skin. Pisces, your life can change completely. And because of that, you need to proceed cautiously as the planets leave your sun sign and enter your second house of money, wealth. And when I say money, not just gains, but also possible losses. So we have to proceed cautiously. Now, sure, the second house does rule money and wealth, but it's also the body and is ruled by the planet Mars. So you'll have to learn to be less impulsive and how to control your occasional thrashing around and rages if you haven't already. Health is wealth, as they say, and you can't do anything without your help. So that's first up in 2026. Then come up with a plan on how to make your lofty dreams come true. You could be the next mogul.